were willing to leave Egypt even though we had no provisions. Lechtech acharai bamidbar bi'eretz lo yizru v'lo yochlu lehismamea v'gam tseido lo yosu lohem. And didn't matter. It did not matter. We had blind faith in Hashem and we left Mitzrayim without provisions. Our bread did not have enough time to rise. When we refer to the holiday, we focus on the kindness of Hashem. Hashem was Pesach al HaPesach. He spared us. He wiped out the Egyptians, Makas Pechoros, and he spared us and he took us out of Egypt. We focus on the kindness of Hashem. We call it Chag HaPesach, whereas HaKadosh Baruch Hu focuses on our Emunah Pshuta in him, in that we were willing to leave Egypt without provisions. All right, that's a side point. But we have to appreciate that everything about this holiday really, at the end of the day, does relate to the Korban Pesach. Even though we don't have today Korbanos, we have to remember that a Korban Pesach is unique in that it is the only Korban upon which there is an obligation for every single member of Klal Yisrael to participate. There is no equivalent. There is no carbon that everyone has to bring their own personal carbon. All of the tamidim and musafim and that are offered in the Beis HaMikdash, this is for Klal Yisrael. You give a machzis shekel. And if you don't give a machzis shekel, some Rishonim hold you also get credit. It's one carbon for the whole Klal Yisrael. Pesach, every person must be part of a group, a chavura, to participate in a carbon Pesach. If a person does an aveir, the other korbanos that a person has to bring, but those are aveiros of a person, those are korbanos that are offered if a person does an aveir. If you don't do the aveir, you don't need to bring the korban.
Are women also mechuyav in korban pesach?
I believe they are. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, women are chayav. Chazman gram, yes. A lot of the laws of Pesach are unique in that women are chayav. And the Rambam says, and the reason, one of the main reasons, a very good question, the main reason why women are basically chayiv in everything that has to do with Pesach is because we know as a fact women are chayiv in every loy sa'aseh. That's a given. This exemption of mitzaseh shazman groma only applies to a positive commandment. A loy sa'aseh, there is no exception, no exemption for women. The Gemara has a Gemara, the Torah writes, the Chazal Darshan the Pesukim very carefully, is that we compare matzah to chametz. Whoever is chayiv in chametz is chayiv in matzah. Noshim are categorically forbidden to eat chametz. It's a loy sase. And because matzah is the flip side of chametz, it's a drasha, memela, noshim are chayiv to eat matzah. Now, once noshim are chayiv in matzah, then they memela become chayiv in everything else. For example, the Rambam writes explicitly that noshim are chayiv to recite the Haggadah, or at least listen, shemea ka'oineh, to participate in the recital of the Haggadah one way or another. Why? Where does this come from? Why isn't the Haggadah v'igata levincha, why isn't this included in the mitzvah seh shazman grama? And the answer is because they're chayiv in matzah. And the Haggadah is lechem oini, bavur ze aso Hashem li b'tzeisi mitzrayim. Yechai, the mitzvah of Haggadah is a chiv to recite the Haggadah over the matzah. Ba'avur ze, lo yomarti ela b'sho sheyesh matzah umoror munochim lefonecha. The Haggadah is the declaration you make over the matzah. Once noshim are chayiv in matzah, memela the chayiv in the Haggadah. Pesach has to be eaten together with the matzah. Once they're chayiv in matzah, memela it schleps in the Korban Pesach as well. Matzah, it's interesting because really it's like the Gemara Masechet Zvachim talks about making a double drasha. If you learn out something from a Gezeirah Shavah, could you then in turn use what you've learned as a source for another Gezeirah Shavah? When all the different limudim, how far can you go? But that's really what happens here. In many of these halachas, we learn matzah is learned from chametz. Whoever is chayv in chametz is chayv in matzah. And once you're chayv in matzah, Memel yichayv in almost everything else. Yichayv in Haggadah, yichayv in Pesach, because the Pesach and the Haggadah accompany the matzah. And if they're chayv in matzah, memel yichayv in all of the things that package the matzah, which includes the Haggadah and includes the Korban Pesach. Now going back to what we mentioned, that's been together. Al matzah sumerim. So once you chayv in matzah, you chayv in morer. Once noshma chayv in matzah, they get everything basically gets pulled in. Matzah is a magnet. If matzah they're chayv in matzah, the haggadah is said upon the matzah. The morer is eaten. The morer is eaten with the matzah. The matzah is eaten with the korban pesach. Everything gets put together. We don't realize how many things in the Pesach Seder and the holiday all at the end of the day come back to the Korban Pesach. I'll give you an example. This is a very famous svar from Yaakov Kamenetsky. It's a very beautiful vart. It's a big, big sugya. Erev Pesach, we have Makas, we have Tainas Bechorim. Why do the firstborns fast Erev Pesach? Pasha Pshat is because Hashem spared every firstborn. In Egypt, Halolu Avodah Zarah, Halolu Avodah Zarah. And yet, on Lel Pesach, Hashem passed over the homes of Klal Yisrael and spared the firstborns. So what do? So every firstborn has an obligation to acknowledge that had he been in Mitzrayim, his life would have been threatened by the Malach, the Mashchis, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu miraculously spared his life. As a Zecher, we fast. We realize that we're not deserving, so we fast, the firstborns fast Erev Pesach, Tainas Bochayrim. Difficult. First of all, it was a different time. You know, ad kedekach chayv adam liroy says atzmo kilu hu yotzam in Mitzrayim. Ad kedekach, you have to go fast. What happened? Back over 3,000 years ago, and also the tainus is too early. It didn't happen yet. Generally, we have a principle: we're not makdim puranos. We don't go fast before something. All right, there are many questions, and it's not. But it's pashut shah. Don't take away the ikar. The ikar is you fast erev Pesach because as a zecher for makas b'choyres. That's the reason why a firstborn's fast erev Pesach. Obviously, today we live in a generation where we don't fast. We're going already for hundreds of years, and instead we are poide the tainus with a siyum mesachta. It's a big sugya. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says a very fascinating insight, and he says there's another reason why the firstborns fast Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is the day of the Kohanim. Anyone who is a Kohen is in high demand. Anyone, if you're a Kohen, you are needed desperately in the Beis HaMikdash to do the Avodah. Because the entire Klal Yisrael comes to the Beis HaMikdash, and thousands, hundreds of thousands, if not who knows what, millions of korbanos are offered Erev Pesach. It's a pella. It's mamash and nes how they can offer a korban Pesach for every single person, every chavur in Klal Yisrael. No matter how many people you want to put in the chavura, the numbers are staggering, and they're able to actually fit in the Azara in three groups. Really, it was two groups. Very few people were in the third group. They were able to fit a whole, it's almost impossible, it's nothing less than a miracle, and they can slaughter all the korbanos and be makir of the dama on the mizbeach. Chazal said the kohanim walked in pools of blood. The blood went up to their knees, and they did the avodah. The only one that is fit to do kabbalah, hoylocha, zrika, is a kohen. So kohanim are in desperate need to present themselves in the Beis HaMikdash, Erev Pesach, and to provide their services for the Jewish people. They're like celebrities. Is the avodah really their? Is that really their avodah? Who does the avodah really belong to? It belongs to the firstborns. It was the original plan. Plan A was that every family has a bechor, and the bechor would be a kohen. The firstborn of every household was originally men designated to be the one that would do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Every family can say, our child is a kohen, serves in the Mikdash, and when the family needs to bring a karban, there their bechor is present and does the service for the family. That was plan A. What happened? Egel Hazav. Egel Hazav, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai, and Moshe Rabbeinu, he takes away from the firstborns their ability, their right to do the avodah, and he gives it, Nila Hashem Eli, to the Levi, to Shevet Levi, to the Kohan, Shevet Levi, the family of the Kohanim. Okay, when do the firstborns feel the pain of what they have lost, the tsar of what they have lost? There is no day in the year where the firstborn feels the tsar of what he lost because foolishly the Klal Yisrael worship a golden calf as Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, a Kohen who does the Avodah is a celebrity. Everyone is in need of their services. And the firstborns watch and they feel bad. And they say to themselves, we were supposed to be the people whom everyone needed. And even if you don't want to say they're celebrities, think about your own family. Every family brings a Karban Pesach. Every family, they have one animal, and they have a family, whatever it is, you know, a grandfather, father, grandparents, they're all part of one chavur. Right. Who would you prefer to be the one that does the avoida of the Karban Pesach for your family Karban Pesach? One of your own? A Bechor? Nope. Not the Bechor. You worship the Egel. It was taken away from you and was transferred to Shevet Levi. Erev Pesach is a bittersweet day for the firstborns. Erev Pesach, you're very happy. You finished cleaning for Pesach. All done. But mitzad sheni, I have been denied my right, my birthright of doing the avoida for my family, what is entitled to me. This is a terrible tsar to the firstborn on Erev Pesach. And therefore, the firstborns are required to reflect upon what happened. What happened? How did this tragedy come about that we lost our firstborn right? The Egel. You know, every generation has an Egel Hazav. Every generation. So, this is Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky explains as to why the firstborns fast Erev Pesach. It is a day where they have to come to terms with acknowledging that they lost out in life. And when you lose out in life, what do? You make a cheshbon hanefesh, and you fast.
So, okay. Rabbi, but why should the firstborn suffer for something which they not participate in?
3,335 years ago. What do we have to do with them? History repeats itself.
Get over it.
History repeats itself. This event took place, l'chaira, according to the calendar, 3,335 years ago.
And is that question, the firstborn who participated in it doesn't say it.
The whole Klal Yisrael, only 3,000 people actually participated, but there was deafening silence. There was definitely, look what happened in Eretz Yisrael yesterday. A picture I saw, they claim 1.5 million people participated in a demonstration against judicial reform. Isn't that amazing? The whole country is only 7 million people. And 1.5 people got out to demonstrate whether it's right or wrong what they did. So it goes to show that when a Jew doesn't like what's going on, whether he's right or wrong, he makes noise. How come there was no demonstration? There was no demonstration when 3,000 people were worshiping the Egel. You have a population of 3 million people approximately, and 3,000 people are worshiping the Egel, and the remainder of the 3 million people, business as usual. Only a few days ago did Hashem come down b'chvoido v'yatzman har Sinai and give them the Torah, and now people are saying, Eil Elohecha Yisrael. And there's tolerance, quiet. If they identify as an idolater, so we let them get away with it. Okay? No protest. You see today in the world, today is an amazing thing, the world today is on fire. And you see people all over the world protesting. In Brazil, did you see what went on in Brazil a couple of weeks ago, a couple of months ago? In Lashar, what's going on? The media completely blocks it out because it doesn't fit in line with their agenda. And in France, what's going on? They're burning down the whole country. All over the world, there are massive, massive protests going on all the world. People don't like something, they speak up. How come we did not speak up when the eagle was worshipped? You're asking, this happened 3,333 years, 35 years ago, so what does it do with us? I guess you have to say there are lessons to be learned. History repeats itself. And if we don't pay attention to what happened then, it's going to happen again.
Yeah, but even they make it easier. It says not the Jews, but demonstrate making the Arab problem.
So certainly we should have. Certainly, they were also the Arab Rav Gerim. They were Jews.
But the firstborn, the Jewish kids are.
But certainly we should have, we protested. Okay, it's a big topic. I don't know. I don't know the answers, but that's the basic idea. So this is a very interesting idea from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, is that, and there's a lot to learn from it, is that, you know, in life, everyone loses out. Everyone can say in their life they made mistakes, and because they made mistakes, they lost out. How do you deal with it? I don't know if you can compare, but the firstborns, Erev Pesach, they're watching, it's a family holiday, Erev Pesach. All the families come together. They bring a Korban Pesach.
When do they have to exactly bring the Korban Pesach? What time?
Erev after 12:30.
A
little bit later. What? They don't eat at night. The animal is slaughtered, flayed, and roasted immediately in the afternoon of Erev Pesach, and it's eaten when you come back from shul at the Seder. The slaughter, first they daven, they brought the carbon tamid. The only time when you bring a carbon after the tamid shel shachar, they brought the tamid shel shachar right away, let's say at 12:30. So by 1 o'clock we're ready to go. 1 o'clock the whole Klal Yisrael shows up at the Beis HaMikdash. Not the whole Klal Yisrael, but everyone who represents the carbon Pesach. Everyone who, you have a carbon Pesach, let's say you have 10 people will participate in eating one animal. Maybe 20 people, I don't know the numbers. You have an animal and everyone has to register. You have to be registered as part of a group to eat at least a kezias, very small amount. Maybe you'll have even 50 people can register for one animal. Depends how big the animal is. Depends how much you want to eat from the carbon. And you have to bring one person who represents the chavura has to arrive at the Beis HaMikdash at 1 o'clock with the animal. You go into the azara. They fill up the azara until it's full, and then they lock the doors, and then it is slaughtered. Anyone can technically slaughter the Korban Pesach, and then you need a registered, authentic kohen to be mekabel the dam, to do halacha, and to do zrika. And once the avodah is done, they take the animal out, they flay it, they take out the forbidden fats, they burn on the mizbeach, and they give the owner the meat, and the owner takes the animal outside of the Beis HaMikdash. They go to your hotel, and you roast it. You roast it on the roof, you roast it, and you get it ready for the Suda, and then you come back from Shul, you have the Seder, and in the middle of the Seder, you eat the Korban Pesach. I guess you would eat during Shulchan Aruch. During Shulchan Aruch.
Time frame of 5 to 6 hours, we have hundreds of thousands of people who
do it. Impossible. Hundreds, millions. The population of the Jewish people today is 15 million people throughout the world. So even though not everyone is religious, but when Mashiach will come, they'll very, very quickly become religious, and they bring the Korban Pesach. So Mr. Murilis, how are you going to fit 15 million people? Let's say even 1 million people. Let's say that not everyone's going to show up. You'll give it to the representative. The Beis HaMikdash was probably smaller than the size of this shul. Okay, the Yom Gishul of Midwood is probably bigger than the Beis HaMikdash. L'chayra was bigger than much bigger than the Beis HaMikdash. The size of this shul, the whole shul. How are you going to fit into this shul 1 million people? At least.
Hayad Hashem Tiktzar?
Exactly.
How do you have the space to fit in
one? Try to fit in 1 million people into this shul,
and
have plenty of room. Obviously, we're dealing over here with supernatural. The Chazal say, "Oim dim tzefufim."
Different levels also.
What?
There were different
what
levels.
Level? What are the levels?
There was
storage. People didn't go down. There was storage. You never heard of such a thing before like this. Never heard. Everyone came to the. It says they went into the Azara. Everyone went. They clothed three groups in the Azara. It says they were in the, it doesn't say they went to the basement. It says there were three groups. The first group, the second group, and the third group was only the latecomers. Everyone really fit into the first two groups. You don't want to be caught in the last group. It's not good for Shaduchim if they're going to report that you were in the third group. It doesn't say anywhere that they went, they did the Avoy, they did the Shechita, Kabbalah, Locha, and Zrika, and there was only one Mizbeach. It says in Chazal, let me tell you over, it says in Chazal, Oimdim, there were 10 miracles in the Beis HaMikdash. One of the 10 miracles that happened in the Beis HaMikdash was Oimdim Tzifufim U'Mishtachavim Revochim, which simply means is that they were body on body. They stood tzufufim, right, they were stuck next to each other. But when it came time to bow down, a miracle happened. Plenty of space to bow down, plenty of space. So it sounds from this Maamar Chazal there was only one miracle. That when they bow down, miraculously they found they had plenty of space. Incorrect. There was a double miracle. Oimdim tzufufim was also a miracle. It wasn't only a miracle that umshtachavim revachim. Oimdim tzifufim was also a miracle. How did you fit even tzifufim? At least today, it's at least 1 million people are going to have to come. Let's say assume that there are 15 people register for a Korban Pesach. So if you have 15 million Jews, that means you have to have a representative of the Korban Pesach. How do you fit? Forget about the people. How do you fit 1 million animals? Forget about the people who are a million animals in one location. What about the waste? Well, there wasn't waste. Obviously, we're dealing with something that is beyond our comprehension. Oimdim tzifufim is oichid a miracle. The fact that you can fit in so many people and so many animals in one shot. But the shechita, the kabbal, the halacha has to be in the azara. And they did this in three groups, three chavuras. They sang Hallel, they didn't even... But the Shechita, the Kabbalah, the Halacha, Zrika has to be done in the Azara.
Right, that the Hallel was on the roofs.
The Hallel, not in the Beis HaMikdash, at home. Okay. At home, they went to go eat. They had a roast, they went to eat it. Okay, whatever it is. But this gives us a whole new insight. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, it's v'chlal for life, because every person in their life can say, you know, I made a mistake. And because of my mistake, I lost out. So what do you do? How do you react to that? How do you react to that? Tough question. Go talk to a psychologist. People have a lot of tsar. If only I did this, I could have, I would have, I should have. And now it's too late. You can't turn back the clock. You can't turn back the clock and do what you feel in your mind you should have done. To go say, oh, it wasn't bashert? That's a cop-out. It wasn't bashert. It was bashert. You messed up. That's you have to be honest sometimes. No? You tell me everything is bashert. Everything in life is bashert. It wasn't bashert to do this. Who says it wasn't bashert? Maybe you messed up and there are consequences. If you don't play your cards right, there are consequences. Chazal say this very clearly when it comes to the firstborns. It was for them. This is what they were supposed to be for them. It wasn't bashert. It wasn't bashert for me to do the avoida. It was bashert to you to do the avoida, and you messed up. You didn't open your mouth when people were worshiping Avodah Zarah. People make a big fuss over nonsense. You ever see people fight? What are they fighting about? Nonsense. Go into a store, they're having a big fight. What are you fighting about? A couple of dollars, a couple of cents, because someone cut the line? Someone cut the line on you? So the difference is going to be 2-3 minutes? So you want to go World War III breaks out? People fight over nonsense. So it's over something, the Kvod Hashem, they're worshipping an Egel. 40 days after Hashem came down, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai, none of my business. If they want to identify as an idolater, let them identify as an idolater, right? Woke. This is terrible. They lost out. How do you deal with it? It's a tough question. Go ask a psychologist. So some will tell you the religious approach. It wasn't bashert. Doesn't always work, the religious approach. To go say, just forget about it. I can't forget about it. It's painful. So what are you going to do? I don't know what to do. Distract yourself. Go take, someone once told me, there was a certain Rashivi, the boy was complaining about something that happened to me. So the Rashivi says, sit down and have some chocolate cake. Distract yourself. Distract yourself. Okay? Doesn't work for everyone. The firstborns, every Erev Pesach, are in enormous pain. This was meant for us. And we lost out. How do we deal with this? Fast. Tainis Tzibur. Fast. Make a Cheshbon HaNefesh. Something went wrong. It's blame yourself. Don't blame anyone else. Fair. It's a very harsh answer. It's a very harsh answer. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky is saying.
Yeah.
It's very harsh. Blame yourself and have a tainus and make a cheshbon hanefesh and do teshuva. Today, no one wants to do that, so we have a siyum. We have a party. We have a party instead. We have macaroons. Erev Pesach macaroons. It's the favorite. The only time you eat a macaroon is Erev Pesach. Otherwise, you wouldn't be caught dead eating one of those. Erev Pesach macaroon at the siyum. At the siyum. So, any event, gluten-free. Okay, today there are some places that we have, and we used to have a. I remember that when Birchas Hachama, so everyone, we davened, whatever, it was very early in the morning. And I remember my father, I put up a big sign, Birchas Hachama, we're doing a big deal, everyone should come Birchas Hachama, men, women, Gansa Maisa, and then we're going to daven Kivosikin afterward, daven right away, and then we're going to have, because it was so early in the morning, then we're going to have a Siyam, Bechorim, and big, a Chometz, a lavish breakfast, Chometz. Chometz. The place was packed. Bagels, Erev Pesach, after in honor of Birchas Hachama, like a Sudas Mitzvah with the sea and Maganza Maisa. Chometz, Erev Pesach.
Wasn't it cloudy in the morning?
No, it was okay. Birchas Hachama, no, it wasn't cloudy. No, I remember very clearly. It wasn't.
Yeah,
so it wasn't cloudy here. It was fine. People who woke up late, it was cloudy later in the day. If you did it early in the morning, Kevasikin, it was. I remember
it was sunny.
It was beautiful, right? It was no problem. Okay.
It snowed later in the day.
But it was fine. I remember very clearly. It was a beautiful, beautiful morning. Beautiful day. Okay, so now, therefore, this is an incredible insight. So this, according to this whole Mahalik, the whole thing revolves around what? The Karm Pesach. Even Erev Pesach, Tainas Bechoyrim. The Siyum. Why are you making a Siyum? Because the firstborns are fasting. Why are they fasting? They're depressed. Why are they depressed? Because they are not leading the service in offering the Korban Pesach. Hakol hoylech el mokoyim echad. Everything comes back to the Korban Pesach. Okay, there's another insight I want to discuss about the Korban Pesach.
Rabbi Schwab makes it in Bamidbar. He makes a thing on the Pasuk, Eilish Mos Bnei Aaron Habachar Nadav. Always says Nadav Aviv Elos Avi Samar makes the fourth.
Must the Bachar?
But Nadav has an Esnachta on it. Eilish Mos Bnei Aaron Habachar Nadav Avihu Elos Avi Samar.
What's the pshat? Yeah.
So it says the pshat is that Nadav was a Bachar. So he was different.
A different league.
Supposed
beautiful.
So it
was a different league. A different league. The whole
of the separation was made. It was ready. You know.
See, we don't appreciate this. See, we have no clue. We don't know what a carbon is. We don't know what anything is today. We're clueless. If we knew what it meant to do avoiding the Beis HaMikdash, a Bachar would lose his mind. That's what Yaakov Kamenetsky is saying. What is a carbon? Take an animal, you slaughter it. To us, it doesn't make any sense. Everyone, all the Gedolim say, we understand what a carbon is. Without the Shechina resting in the Beis HaMikdash, it's impossible for a human being today to understand what is the purpose of an animal sacrifice. When there's the Beis HaMikdash, and there's the Shechina, and there are Karbonos, and you have an opportunity to do the Avodah, do you know what that means? We have no clue. But if we appreciated what it really meant, you could have been doing this. And you messed up, and you lost out. That can make a person go lose his mind. And that is why the firstborns fast to make this Cheshbon HaNefesh what they lost out on. And that's the opening to Pesach. The Yom Tov of Chag HaMatzos is, you lost out. And you should understand that principle, make a cheshvan nefesh, don't lose out on other things in life. There are other opportunities that are coming your way, and don't lose out on those. Okay, let's go to another idea, a small idea, but to me, I think this is a lot of carry some weight. We spent yesterday a lot of time discussing this principle of the Korban Pesach is nechal al hasoiva. Now, by the way, when you eat the two kezesim at the end of the Seder, the lechor, according to most mafarshim, that the afikoyman is zecher lepesach. How many kezesim do we eat? Typically two. Two kezesim. Why two kezesim? No, so some will tell you one is connected to chagiga, one connected to Korban Pesach. To be that the last kezayis should be nechal al hasoiva. Okay, there's a lot of nice Torah as to why we eat two kezesim at the end of the Seder, at the end of the Shulchan Aruch. When we eat the afikoyman, it's zecher lepesach. Some of the mefarshim say something very simple, is that being that the Korban Pesach is nechal al hasoiva, nechal al hasoiva doesn't just mean that your tank should be, you know, three quarters full, and with the Korban Pesach you top it off. It means that the amount of the Korban Pesach you eat should be satisfying. For example, on Yom Kippurim, what is the Shir Achila on Yom Kippur? V'inisem es nafshay seichem. It's not a kezayis. It's kichoseves hagasa. Kichoseves hagasa takes away inui, a person who is afflicted. To take away the affliction, you eat a kichoseves. Hesh, can I ask you a favor? Can you close the door? Kichoseves hagasa takes away inu. Now here's an incredible chiddush, a nayadin we never heard before. Not a nayadin, this is really an old din. Benching, birchas hamazon. It's not a new din, it's an old din. I take that back. V'yochalta v'sovota. Menatoira, how much bread does a person really need to eat in order to be chayiv in birchay samozin, midoy raisa. Gemara, perisha gemara, a beitza. What is a beitza? A beitza approximately 2 kizesim. Why? Visovota. It doesn't say by birchay samozin vi ochalto uve rachto. It says by birchay samozin vi ochalto visovota uve rachto. Sevia is 2 kizesim. L'chayra, that's more than a kichoseves hagasa. There is eating. In order that something should be called achila, you need a kizayis. In order to take away your pain, you need a large date. In order to be satisfied, you need an egg. There are 3 shiurim. An achila, an olive. More than an olive is a date that takes away inui, and satisfaction comes when you eat a beitza. Which, what is a beitza? A beitza is approximately 2 kizesim. So there are opinions that explain the reason why at the end of the Seder it is customary to eat 2 kizesim for your afikoyman. It's not only because you want to eat one kezayis keneged the chagiga and one kezayis keneged the Korban Pesach. It's only for the Korban Pesach. And being that the Korban Pesach has a halach of nechal al hasoiva, soiva is v'yachalto v'sovoto. Sevia is a beitza. A beitza is 2 kezayisim. You have to eat a large portion of matzah lezecher the Korban Pesach to remind you as a zecher lemikdash. The Pesach was nechal al hasoiva. Al hasoiva doesn't just mean that it's eaten after you already ate something else and you're not starving, but the eating itself should be an eating of satiation, which is a beitza. So therefore, this principle, the zecher lemikdash of the Korban Pesach, goes so far. It's not just that we eat matzah. Achilas, the mitzvah d'arayis of achilas matzah is a kezayis. There is no halacha anywhere, that you have to eat 2 kezesim of matzah so that it should be called soveya. Adarabba, I think you would say pumfakeret, you should probably should say, you should only eat one kezayis, l'choira, because it's lechem oini. You shouldn't be satisfied. The Torah only says to eat matzah. Achila is a kezayis, period. Are you mechuyiv to eat two kezayisim, that you should be the achalto v'sovoto? The achalto v'sovoto is a din in birchas hamazon. It's not a din in matzah. Achilas matzah is on a kezayis. If I wouldn't know better, I would assume that adarabba, you should go on a diet and only eat one kezayis of matzah, and you're not even mechuyiv to bench midoraisa birchas hamazon and achilas matzah. Because matzah is lechem oini. Oini means poor man's bread. A poor man is never satisfied. So you just eat a kezayis. Minat Torah, you're not mechuyiv to bench birchas hamazon midoraisa on a kezayis. We bench on a kezayis also. That's the famous Gemara, that Hashem shows us favoritism because we bench even though we're not satisfied, even if we just eat a kezayis. Because minat Torah, you're only mechuyiv to bench if you eat a kebeitza, which is satisfying. A beitza is two kezayisim. But just achilas matzah, the Torah says eat matzah, eat one kezayis. You yoytze the mitzvah of matzah, and adarabba, l'chori, eating one kezayis, l'chori, is a better fulfillment of matzah because you're not satisfied. And it's lechem oini. And lechem oini does not give you satisfaction. That's a tremendous chiddush. You never heard someone say that before, right? To only eat one kezayis, that the mitzvah, the erais of achilas matzah, should only go for the one kezayis, because that one kezayis is a din of lechem oini, and an oni is not satisfied. I never heard such a chiddush. I wouldn't dare say this halacha l'maisa, but I'm just trying to use that as an example to bring out the point. But when it comes to the afikoimon, no. There you eat two kezayisim. Why do you eat two kezayisim? Because nechal al hasoiva. And by the way, when you eat the matzah, you eat two kezayisim. When you do make the brach of achilas matzah, you take do eat two kezayisim. One keneged the brach of hamotzi lechem in aretz, and one keneged the achilas matzah. So you take you see only one kezayis. It happens to be in combination there are two kezayisim, so you have sevia, so you can bench midaraisa. Okay, fine. That's one you said. Now that's one another you said. Tisha B'Av. We don't really pay attention to this on Pesach, but on Tisha B'Av, there's almost an obsession. B'tzeisi mi'mitzrayim, b'tzeisi mi'ushalayim. Okay, the piyot, eish tukad b'kirbi, b'aloisi alibi, b'tzeisi mi'mitzrayim. And then we go on and we describe what happened when b'tzeisi mi'ushalayim, and we discuss the whole, there's so much Torah, who was very big into this, Rav Yosher Ber Soloveitchik. Rav Yosher Ber Soloveitchik, he held the same way there's a din of Sipur, it's a tremendous chiddush. It's a very, 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 very popular chiddush that he said, one of the biggest chiddushim on Tisha B'Av is that just like there's a din of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, there's a din of Sipur Yitzias Yerushalayim. A din of Sipur, to gather the Bnei Bayis and tell them what happened. Tremendous chiddush. And he reads that into the kinois. There's a lot of beautiful chiddushi Torah. Rav Yosher Ber Soloveitchik, the same way the din of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, there's a din of Sipur Yitzias Yerushalayim. Okay, that's not my topic now.
There's an open pasuk about the higadita.
For Mitzrayim, not for Yerushalayim.
Oh, so that's why. How can he equate the?
He has a lot of Torah. I don't remember. He has a makoros and he has chidushim, Jewish, and very interesting things about this principle.
Believe me, if you had heard a shiur, you would be convinced.
Incredible. He reads a mamish into the kinas. He shows that the kinas and mamish are telling you, you gather the bnei bayis, you sit down, you have to tell them. Part of the avoid of Tisha B'Av is to tell the people in your family what happened, what we lost. Sipur Yitzias Yerushalayim. Incredible stuff. All right, that's not my point. The point over here is that there is no question about it that on Tisha B'Av there's a lot of chidushim where we compare the story of the Exodus to the story of the Churban. Now, there's a question which I always like to play around with, and that is, why do we fast on Tisha B'Av? Why are you fasting? Tisha B'Av, beyond a shadow of a doubt, is a tekufa of avelus. There is no halacha anywhere, b'chol ha-Torah kula, that an ovel should fast. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. An ovel, an oinein, adarabba. After the kvura, there's a su'uda. Okay, a su'uda savra. He drinks cups of yayin, he drinks 10 cups of wine. There's nowhere, b'chol ha-Torah kula, is there such a thing that in a tekufa of avelos, a person should fast. not eat. It doesn't say this anywhere.
The Navi says we should fast on the 4 days.
The four tzaymais, the four yoim, okay, you're asking a good question. So let's ask the question on the prophets. Let's ask the questions on the prophets. So why did the Nevi'im, did Zechariah and Yirmiah, it's in two places, Zechariah and Yirmiah, why did they institute the Tzoyim HaChamishi, to fast in the fifth month, Tisha B'Av? Why? Why? What happened on Tisha B'Av? There was a Churban. What is a Churban? According to Chazal, the Churban is one thing only. The Churban is a Tekufa of Avelus and Aninos. The whole process, Rabbi Mezki, he always talk about this, is to go backwards. The regular Avelus, you go forwards. Person, it starts off with Aninos, and then it goes into Avelus, then it goes into Shloshim in the year. When it comes to the Churban, it's the opposite. You start out with the Dinei Shloshim, then you go into Dinei Shiva, then you go into the Din of Bo Bayom and Aninos. You're working from the 3 day Bein HaMetzarim, you're working backwards. Where does fasting, so let's challenge the prophets. Where does fasting come into this? All right, so you'll say, you know, it's different, it's the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Tainus Sibur, Hayaluchot V'Hayaluchot. All right, I'm not, of course, I mean, what am I opening my mouth? But I want to bring out a point. Point I want to bring out is, we know as a fact that there is a parallel between Bitseisi Mimitzrayim and Bitseisi Mirushalayim. There's a unique halacha on Pesach. The whole holiday is all about the Karban Pesach. Let's not forget. It's Nechal al Hasoiva. It's not just enough to eat the Karban Pesach. The din of Karban Pesach carries something unique. Nechal al Hasoiva. You have to be satisfied. You have to have satisfaction. Okay, we discussed many different pratim in this concept. If Pesach is Nechal al Hasoiva, that means that the parallel to Pesach, Tisha B'Av, the Churban, is the opposite of Soiva. So I'm trying to say is the fasting on Tisha B'Av is not a din of a tainus. It turns into a tainus. I mean, the second half of the day, clearly on Tisha B'Av, you know, once you get to Chatzos, you're in Tainus Tzibur mode. Aneinu, Yom Tzom Taniseinu, clearly. But that's not the case in the morning. In the morning of Tisha B'Av, the reason why you're not eating, when we establish this correlation between Pesach and Tisha B'Av, and Pesach, there's a din of Nechal al Hasoiva. That means that Tisha B'Av is a time of achila, but it's an achila of no satisfaction. How do you have an achila of no satisfaction? You don't eat. You don't eat. The not eating is not because I can't eat. You can eat. Obviously, we're not. But it's a different focus. On a regular, everyone can relate that on Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur is not a fast day. It's a day of inui. Why are you not eating? You're not eating as a din of a tainus. L'chor, that's not the pshat. You're not eating on Yom Kippur. It's a day, v'inisem es nafshoy seichem. The focus of not eating is inui. When you fast let's say, Tzom Gedalia. Tzom Gedalia, it's a tainus sibur. Well, you know, the best example probably be a better example, because everything really relates to the Churban. The better example, let's talk about tainus Esther. Tainus Esther is a tainus. Geshmoy kachu. Okay, there's a tzoim. Okay, all the four fasts are called the tzoimais, because they all really relate. There's a difference between a tzoim and a tainus. Tainus Esther. Or a private tainus at Siras Geshamim, when it doesn't, when there's a Masechta Tainus. Masechta Tainus doesn't deal with the Dalet Tzoymais. Guess what? It doesn't even deal with it. Masechta Tainus is, there's no rain. We got a problem. It's not raining today. That's not the Dalet. The Dalet Tzoymais, put them away. They're in a different category. And Tisha B'Av amongst them is in its own category. There's something called a Tainus. Tainus Esther. I think it's the only Tainus we really have. That's called a real tainus seep, for real, the real deal. then it's a private tainus. You want to fast. You want to be mekabel a tainus by mincha for piety every Monday and Thursday. Gezunt eat. Say the yihiratzon after mincha before yihiratzon. Say the yihiratzon. At siras geshamim mesach there are 24 fasts. There are six fasts mesach the tainus. Why are you fasting then? Tainus b'chayrim erev Pesach, right? Tainus b'chayrim erev Pesach is a tainus. What are you trying to accomplish by fasting? L'chayra, what you're trying to accomplish is remove distractions. The very fine point. Food is the greatest distraction in this world. Even more than money. Believe it or not, more than money. When there's food, your mind does not, you cannot focus. You go to one of these conventions, and they serve food nonstop. Who cares about the speakers? Speaker, I want to go to the Viennese table, to the tea room. I could care less what the speaker has to say. I was once doing for Torah Anytime at one of these big conventions, and there was a shir, a very chashuv shir being given at the same time when the tea room opened. Who came to the shir? Three people. Three people came. Where was everyone else? Frolicking about at the tea room. Not joking. Oh, it's Torah. Yeah. When there's food, don't talk to me about Torah. Okay? That's the world of reality. You know what a tainus is all about? It's not about going on a diet. It's not about suffering. Remove distractions. It has not been raining. So we have to concentrate on the fact that there's no rain. That we're gonna. So you know what you do? Don't eat. When you don't eat, you're able to concentrate on something else. It's a regular tainus. I'm saying a suggestion, it's a chiddush to say such a thing. The goal of a regular tainus is purely to remove from you distractions. Yom Kippur, that's not the goal. Yom Kippur, the purpose of not eating is to torture yourself, to bring upon, turn hard. You got to turn on. If not, then turn the little knob, yeah, and then turn on. It's a little hard to open the door. We're locking you in over here. And on Yom HaKippurim, what are you trying to do on Yom HaKippurim? Inui. Torture. What do you do on Tisha B'Av? None of the above. You're not trying to remove a distraction in order to focus on the problem. You're not trying to torture yourself on Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av, you're trying to acknowledge that you have no satisfaction in life. You don't have to torture yourself on Tisha B'Av. Take a caffeine pill. you don't have to remove distractions. You want to be distracted? Be distracted. Go to a Tisha B'Av program. Be distracted. The goal on Tisha B'Av is to achieve an acknowledgement or experience a day of where you don't have satisfaction. How do you know that this idea is true, or I'm trying to say it's true, is because Tisha B'Av is the parallel to Pesach.
Could I to enforce what you just said, because the question is asked, why in the miracle of Purim, when Esther said the tzumo olai v'yalko klu v'yal tishtu, why did he, he could have picked another day then to say the night. Why not say, all right, next week, Tuesday,
distractions.
Thursday, because Pesach is Nechal al-Sova, and now we want to really focus and show how important this is.
Okay, a little bit different.
Even, yeah, but still, it's not my question.
Okay, I hear. It's a very good point, right? Interesting. You have to tie into Esther. She also used the word sumu. She used the word sumu.
We're not going to be on Pesach to say tonight. Of course not. Why not pick another day?
The purpose of tainus, and when Esther fasted, don't confuse tainus as Purim. That's a whole different world. But when they fasted on Pesach, he's saying very good. Is also she used the word sumu olai. She didn't say the word. The Megillah does not say the word tainus. It says the word sumu. Sumu is all of the four fast days are all connected to the Churban. And the peak of the Churban is Tisha B'Av. The whole story of the Megillah is all about the Churban. It's all about the Churban. And it's interesting that Esther, she used the word Tsumu Olai. Tsumu, not the word Tainus. And it's on Pesach. Pesach is Nechal Al HaSoiva. And Tsumu, the word Tsum, you're saying very good, reinforce what I'm saying. Tsumu is all the opposite of Soiva.
She said,
Tishtu. But it's just yours as Tsumu. Tsumu. The result is going to be the same. If you're not a good faster, it doesn't really make a difference. It's all the same, right? It's all the same when you're fasting, right? Even though at the end of the day, it's all the same. I didn't eat. So if you didn't eat, but yet there are different dimensions. And what is the yikr? When you fast, three things happen. Number one, you're not satisfied. Number two, you're tortured. And number three, you're not distracted. That's a reality that happens when you fast, whether you like it, as long as you're not starving to death. If you're starving to death already, that's already a different category. But if a person is fasting for one day, okay, make it for one day, three things happen. I'm not satisfied. I feel pain. And because there's no food today, if there's something else going on, I give it my focus. These three are always going to be present. But yet, what is the focus? A regular tainis, the focus is remove distractions. On Tisha, on Yom Kippur, it is afflict, torture yourself. That's what we wanted you to do.
That's what's interesting. In the prayer of Aneinu.
Yeah. The Yom Tzoim.
Yom Tzoim
Tani Seinu, it has both. But what is the Iker? Pesach is Megale Nechal Al HaSoiva. Memela Tisha B'Av, anything that relates to Churban is acknowledgement that you're lacking severe in the Welt. Happens to be the only way you can have that is through fasting. On Yom HaKippurim, that's not what we're doing. We want Inui. A regular Tainis, it's not about Pesach, it's not about Inui, it's about, we got a problem. We got a problem. Let's focus on the problem. Don't go to a restaurant today and go and think about food. I tell you, I see you give a shiur and you put food on the table. Forget it. The shiur is over. There's no shiur anymore. You cannot compete with food. These onegs, Friday night, I have an oneg and there's food on the table. There's no serious learning happening if there's food. This is a fact. There's no... You cannot compete with food. I will tell you, you have to eat now also. You have a whole day to eat, 23 hours. You have to eat now also. Obviously, it's not a serious thing we're doing over here. Okay, so not everyone wants serious learning. But if it's serious, when you learn, you go to a doctor. You come in with a snack. You come in with treats, right? You give kids, listen, you have a problem. You want to go talk about your health problem. You're coming over here with pretzels. What is a joke over here? That's anything that you need to give your full concentration. You don't have it. I have a friend. He went into a Rosh Shiva, big Rosh Shiva. The guy's a little queer. He's a queer guy, and he went into a big heavy duty Rosh Shiva that demands very tough. And this guy is not whatever. He's queer, and he goes in with an apple, and he sits there by the Rosh Shiva, chewing the apple the whole time. And he told me, I said, how'd it go? And he comes in, also crossed his feet like this, he puts his feet together, no hat, no jacket, to a person that ordinarily demands a lot of respect. And he comes in there, and he comes out, so I said, no, how'd it go? And he looks, he says, well, in the conversation, he mentioned to me about 20 times that I'm eating an apple. And he didn't mention to you that you're not wearing a hat and jacket, and that you're sitting there like this with your hands across, with your feet across. That he didn't mention to you. Distraction. There's severe distraction and inui. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.